Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop Bor Kyle Quinn behind the glass. A good day for the Phillies yesterday. Whew. We can breathe. A series win. Lizardo looked excellent. He might have just been tipping those pitches after all. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Mr. Five-Leg Parlay hitter in the building. Just wanted to put that out there. Did anybody else hit a five-leg parlay yesterday?
I'm waiting for the other part of this. And thank you to someone.
No, thank you. Thank you, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Who helped you. Helped you put together
thank
that parlay
yesterday.
Thank you. Helped
me put together that parlay.
Because I don't think you on your own were going over an A's Angels.
No, I wasn't. Yeah, I was not. I give you props for that. But, you were a part of that.
All right.
So, yeah, I hit a five-legger yesterday.
Now I'm regretting it that I gave him this. Now
he's
going to peacock around here.
I'm just saying. I'm back, baby.
He's back. All right.
I'm back, baby.
As are we, and as are the Phillies. Maybe. But certainly a good day yesterday. We'll get to more Philly stuff coming out as the show goes along. But good day yesterday, Hugh. I know you hung out a little bit after the art show with the morning show.
Yeah, shout out to all the people, man, that came to hung out with the morning show.
Awesome.
I represented, I know you had things to do, so I just wanted to come say hello to the fans because, a lot of the people listen to the show all day long.
Of course.
So, yeah. Went over there to say hi a little bit.
Well, a beautiful day and a good game yesterday. Phillies bats got going. Good day for Bohm, and Lizardo was the Lizardo that we got used to in the first couple months of the season. That was all good to see. But Hugh, yesterday, it happened towards the end of our show. It happens like a lot towards the end of our show where we get into the Jalen Hurts discussion and then we don't really have enough time to flesh it out. So you know what we said today? Let's just do it from the jump. All right, so there's a lot of different angles to discuss about Jalen Hurts and the player he is right now, the player he was last year, and kind of where he ranks in the whole NFL at this point. But one thing that keeps coming up every time these discussions are had, whether it be PFF's list or Chris Sims' list or just all of us giving our just like raw take on Jalen and kind of what level of quarterback he is right now, is just how much and how fair it is to bring up his supporting cast in these discussions, right? There's a lot that goes into this. There's the individual statistics. Mm-hmm. There is the accolades in terms of MVPs. There's winning, right? How much winning you do in your career as a quarterback over time. That's all part of it. And then there's the element of like, well, he has this, right? And then that quarterback has this. And if you switch the two quarterbacks, here's what happened. So, Hugh, I know this is something that kind of sticks in your craw. So let's start here. Is it fair to bring up Jalen Hurts' supporting cast when we do all these rankings? Is it fair to continually cite, hey, he's got all these good players around him? Hugh, where do you come down on this? Because it's inevitable. It comes up in every quarterback debate. Like, okay, this guy is good. This guy is great. And also he has this or he's deficient here or he doesn't have that. How much is fair? Is it fair?
I don't think it's fair because it feels like that has become the conversation more as we progress and we get older about athletes. I think it was fair when – I look at it like this, Joe, and I'm a long talk just a little bit.
Okay, here we go.
Because in the NBA, there were years where you had to – the model of winning is that you had to have a superstar.
Sure, or multiple.
Or multiple superstars because there were the league was saturated with a bunch of teams, and it was harder to find quality players. And that's basically the case in the NBA because when we talk about the draft, and we've talked about it for years, if you're not drafting in the top five – in the NBA is basically a crapshoot because of the talent that's out there, the talent pool that's out there, and the teams that are looking for talent. I grew up in an era where, there's no I in team. And the one sport that was always preached to me that's the only true team sport was football. And, you know, you all those cliches that you think about, the chain is only strong as its weakest link and all that. That's the embodiment of football back when I played. And it just feels like as we've evolved through this whole football thing and, you know, trying to rate the better quarterbacks and stuff like that, that we've gotten to a point that now it's penalized. It's a penalty for a quarterback to have good talent around him. But look at it like this, people. Everybody that plays in the NFL is talented. Everybody doesn't make it to the NFL. So now we want to say that Jalen isn't this, that, or the third. And I know physically he's not matched up with those other guys we talking about on individual talent. But now we want to penalize Jalen because Howie Roseman is a Hall of Fame GM. That, to me, I just think that's one of those conversations that's had where it's like you have no other argument for it because it's unquantifiable. Unquantifiable intangibles. So that's the one that you go to.
All right, so here's where I come down on this. So I understand the idea that there most teams that are good, if not every team that is good or great, has a lot of talent, right? It's just it's almost how much does one team have versus they're all good, right? Mm-hmm. They all have no quarterback that wins a Super Bowl does it by themselves. That is obvious and clear, and we know this. But I do think it's like, for me, it's like the tiebreaker, right? Because they all have something. Like, Patrick Mahomes has Andy Reid. That's a huge advantage he has. He is one of the greatest coaches of all time. They all have something. But I think it is fair to bring it up because it's the football is the one thing. Like, I mentioned this the other day. Baseball, Aaron Judge hits 60 home runs. Bryce Harper hits 30. I mean, I don't. The supporting cast doesn't matter. Aaron Judge hits more home runs. He's probably a better player. I mean, that's just the bottom line. You don't need to kind of parse anything else besides he just produces more on an individual basis. Football, you said it, Hugh, is a team sport. So it's difficult to just look at the numbers raw the way they are and say, well, this is who's better because some guys play with a bad defense, so they have to throw the football more, right? They have to put up more yards, all that kind of stuff. I just look at it like this. Jalen Hurts is a really good player. He's a really good quarterback. But he does have the best team in the NFL around him. So when I bring that up, it's almost like I can't ignore that. I can't ignore. Is he a winner? Yes. But is he a winner in part because he plays for the Eagles and the Eagles have all this talent? Yeah, I think that's part of the story, that he wins because he is a big part of the best overall roster in the NFL.
And I understand that, Joe, but let's flip this story a little
bit.
Okay. And look at, okay, and I'm going to use Patrick Mahomes as an example because Patrick Mahomes got drafted from Texas Tech, and Coach Reed, he jumped up a few spots to get him.
Yes.
Because
more than a few spots. They went from like 28 to 10. Yeah,
yes,
they jumped.
They jumped up a few spots to get him because Andy Reed recognized something in him that nobody else saw, so much so that Andy got criticized for doing that, and they thought it was a little bit of a reach.
Well, that Alex Smith, they were winning anyway, yeah.
And you know what? When Patrick Mahomes, his last two seasons at Texas Tech, he was 13-16. That's not a winning record. That's not something that if you look at a quarterback and say, oh, well, he didn't win because he didn't have talent around him.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So now you put talent around him, and now he's the best quarterback in the NFL. You see where I'm going with this? So he's not getting penalized because he was a guy that in college didn't have the great numbers. He didn't put up the great numbers in college like most quarterbacks did, but something inside of him, Big Red recognized, and he jumped up and got him. Now he's considered the best quarterback playing in the NFL.
You mentioned, he is. I believe he is the best quarterback in the NFL. Yesterday we had some people saying he's not, and Jalen Hurts is. I feel like we've gotten too sensitive with the Hurts stuff. It's weird because he's at his height right now, right? Like a year ago, Jalen Hurts was probably at one of his lowest points. The way we talked about him, coming off a tough year, they lost the first round. He didn't play well in the playoffs.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title, History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel like we are more sensitive now, even though we all agree he's a winner and a champion. It's weird. It's almost like, I'll just use five, right? Five isn't enough, like the ranking. Five isn't enough. We have to put him one. He's not one. He's five. I think that's okay to put him there. And we argue these things. I'm going to make this example. I'm going to go back in time for a little bit here for a second. I don't think this is a Jalen thing. I think it's every generation has a quarterback that is kind of in this realm, right? And I'll go back 12 years ago. It was Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson's a heck of a player. Or he was. Right now he's old. He was a heck of a player. But he did have the best roster in the NFL around him for a couple years. They got to back-to-back Super Bowls. He won one. He outplayed Peyton Manning and dominated the game. But I never thought then that Russell was better than Peyton, better than Brady, better than Rodgers, better than Brees. I just didn't think he was as... He was close, right? He was, I think, the fifth best quarterback in that era, and he was really good. I just never thought he was as good as a guy. He just had more players around him in those moments. I'll go back to a guy that came up yesterday, Hugh, and I think it's funny and ironic that it's a Cowboy, and the Eagles are kind of becoming maybe a dynasty like that team was. Troy Aikman.
Yeah.
I didn't think Troy Aikman, and I was younger then, but I didn't think he was as good as Dan Marino. Dan Marino had a better arm. Dan Marino was better, but Dan Marino won nothing, and Troy Aikman won three Super Bowls. I didn't think he was as good as Brett Favre, even. And Brett Favre didn't win as much as Troy Aikman. I think every generation has this. I'll use a baseball example, because I love baseball. Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter played for the Yankees. They were a dynasty. They had all those great players, the best roster by far in baseball, and he was a winner, and he was his own great player. But I didn't. He wasn't Barry Bonds. He wasn't as good as Ken Griffey Jr., who won nothing in his career. But he was on a great team. I think it's fair to bring up the supporting cast because I feel like it's the tiebreaker. 215-592-9494. We've gotten very sensitive on Hurts, and that's the way I feel. But certainly, I think this is not even a debate. When this comes up, it always comes back to the supporting cast. Well, it's like part of the discussion every day.
It's a trigger warning because I'm going to tell you, Joe, and I know that a lot of snowflakes are going to get a little sensitive about what I'm going to say.
Uh-oh.
It's
Uh-oh.
Because when I hear it, it's almost like, okay, why aren't you making these excuses for the guy that doesn't look like Jalen Hurts, like Peyton Mannings and the Tom? Well, I think Tom Brady's a unicorn because the simple fact that Tom Brady did it with multiple different receivers.
Of course, yeah.
So that's a little bit of an outlier. But when we talk about Justin Herbert and things of that nature, yeah, if you want to sit here and tell me individually that they're more physically gifted than Jalen, I can't argue that. If you want to say Josh Allen is more physically gifted than Jalen, that's not an argument I can have because you're right. But Jalen has something. Those unquantifiable intangibles, the same thing that Andy Reid saw in Patrick Mahomes that made him jump up as high as he did to get him, even though Patrick Mahomes' numbers in college wasn't that great, that made him jump up and get him and take him where he did, and everybody in the NFL looking like, dog, Big Red, what you doing? It's kind of the same thing, and that's how I look at Jalen. Jalen is an anomaly in this sense, is that I sat in the press box all year long, and I heard people complain about his play.
And I think at times fairly.
And it was fair.
Yeah.
Like, and that's, I'm not arguing that because there were times where you look at him like, what the hell is he doing?
Yeah, we're all scratched our head. Yeah.
But he found a way to get the job done. And at the end of the day, you ever heard that old saying, by hook or by crook?
Yes.
That's what he did.
But how much of that is because the team at times allowed him to work through his issues. If he was on a worse team, maybe he wouldn't have been afforded that opportunity.
But you're right. But I also look at Jalen as a guy who, in this day and age, because there's a lot. Like, for me, when I talk about Jalen and his greatness, in my opinion, it's not only the quarterback play. It's the adversity that he's endured throughout his whole career, and he's handled it with grace.
Well, that's true.
Look at every other quarterback. Look at every other player in this era of the NFL. Look at, what's his name? Ayahuasca dude. The one that just
signed
the Look how dysfunctional he is and how much of a me person he is. And he went from being one of the most liked quarterbacks now to being that guy that what they call the D-bag. Yeah, can I say that on here? Yeah.
Oh, you did.
Too late?
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
Oh, well.
And people look at him Because he has character flaws.
Yeah, clearly.
And Jalen, throughout all of that, has remained graceful and steadfast in the way that he's acted.
Well, I agree with that.
And that in this day and age, to me, that counts for a lot.
It makes him likable and admirable. Does it make him better than a top five quarter? Not to me. 215-592-9494. Let's hear Chris Sims here. He recently put out his list, got everyone all upset on Monday. He put him at number 10. I think that's too low. I'd put Jalen higher than 10 right now. But this line from his explanation, I thought resonated with a lot of people. It resonated with me. Here it was. Yeah.
But with him saying all that and all his skill set and the leadership and the mental strength and all that, is he perfect? No. There's a reason he's at number 10. And there's still flaws in his football game that need to be addressed, need to be fixed. And, you know, they win the game still with him not playing perfect. And this is where, again, I do the dirty work to go, let me decipher here. Right, but there's no quarterback in football that has more advantages on the field at the position than Jalen Hurts.
That part I agree with, and I think it's fair to bring that up, and we got to parse how much that matters and where you rank him. I agree. It's the best offensive line. It's the best running back. It's the best pair of wide receivers. It's an above-average tight end. I mean, there's no one else that has all that. Now, other teams have – I'm not saying no one – the other guys have nothing, right? Burrow has two great receivers. That's the dominant pair, probably the best receiver in the league in Jamar Chase. He doesn't have this offensive line. He doesn't have a running back close to Saquon. And he doesn't have a defense. So, like, that's his issue, right? Every one of them have something that's like, that part of the team. Look at the Chiefs' offensive line. It's why the Eagles ran through them. That offensive line was deficient at the end of the season. No one has what Jalen has in terms of all the stuff he has, including the defense. No one has it.
You know what? I look at it like this. Okay, and I'm going to try to say it in a way that people will understand. You know, we have a big race coming up here in a couple weeks in Dover with NASCAR,
okay.
Right?
Yep.
So there's, you know, all these skilled drivers and everything. These cars are all set up the same. NASCAR is basically, by law, NASCAR law, they all have to have the same specs. They all have to have the same dimensions, like run the same kind of engines. Okay. It all depends on what type of tires you want to run and how you want to schedule, you know, handle your pit crew or manage your pit crew. You got to have a driver. You got to have, because everything's the same, but you have to have somebody that's able to handle. Like, I'm not going to jump in the NASCAR and go out there and race, even though I have all of that stuff that's going to help me win that, be effective in that race. You still got to have that guy. So Jalen Hurts, to me, is that guy he's the right driver for this team.
That I agree. I have no debate on that. Where I disagree, and 215-592-9494, is I don't think that's NASCAR. I think in the NFL, like, Jalen has better tires. Like, he has a better engine. Like,
but that's the NFL in a nutshell.
I know, I know, but that's why I can't put him at the top, because he's got some advantage. All right, Kyle, what do you think? Then we'll get to the phone lines here. Is it fair to talk about his supporting cast? We rank him.
Yeah, so, you know, we talk about Super Bowl syndrome.
Yes.
There's another epidemic going out there.
Personal attacks.
We have epidemics.
It's called Jalen Hurts derangement syndrome.
Yeah, we're there.
Because, look, this only became like a sensitive subject, the supporting cast thing, when I never like heard this as a bone of contention until we started talking about where Jalen Hurts ranks among NFL quarterbacks. Like, we always in every sport, especially for quarterbacks and especially in football, bring up who the player has around them. Like, it's a thing. It matters. For Brady and Belichick for years, it was, well, Tom Brady had Bill Belichick. Well, Bill Belichick had Tom Brady. Like, these are things that people talk about all the time. And Patrick Mahomes has Andy Reid, like, et cetera, et cetera. We always have done this. But now, all of a sudden, when you mention that Jalen Hurts is not better than Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes because he has one of the best teams surrounding him, it's a huge problem. Like, I've learned that we only want to have this one way, and you can't. Like, or no, people want to have it both ways, and they can't do it. You know why? I go back to, because let's put everything together here. It's the defense, it's the wide receivers, it's the running back, the O-line, and it's the coaching. I go back to 2023. Jalen Hurts had a terrible season, and all we heard was Brian Johnson. So if it's fair to bring up Brian Johnson and why he has a bad season, why is it unfair to bring up the support system that he has when he has a really good season? I think both things should be allowed to be true, right? And I seem to remember, 2019, Joe? and the season that Carson Wentz had.
Oh, how could I forget?
And how impressive it was that he had 4,000 yards.
What was the line everyone used? He dragged lawn chairs to the playoffs?
Yeah. It was 4,000-yard season with no wide receiver lawn having more than 500 yards on the team. It was Greg Ward. It was all these other tomato can wide receivers.
Perkins was one of the tight ends.
But we use that as, wow, what an impressive season Carson Wentz has. Yeah. When a quarterback drags a bad team to the playoffs, or like Burrow winning 9 games last year with the crap that he had on defense, it's impressive. So why isn't it the other way? I just can't wrap my head around it. I can't.
And I can't ignore it. Like, this is it might be the best roster we've seen in the NFL in 10 years. That's part of the story with Jalen Hurts and why he's a winner right now. Chris in Middletown is up first. Chris, what's up, buddy?
Chris.
Good morning, man. Happy pick your fight for your man day.
Yeah, that's the day.
Pick your fight for your man. That sounds so crazy.
It does. It does. That's okay.
Stand by your man.
Chris, what's up, buddy?
Guys, I got a take on this, and then I'll finish up with some other business I need to address. Mm-hmm. But let's just start off with the topic at hand here. Let's keep this ball rolling. So there's two main reasons for quarterback success in the NFL. One is the offensive line. So let's look at the Eagles' offensive line and what Jalen Hurts has stood behind for the past 3 years as a starter, right? Let's forget about 21. He wasn't a starter. 2022, 2023, 2024. According to PFF, he's had the number one ranked offensive line. I mean, we all know that matters. We've seen plenty of good quarterbacks, in particular ones that get drafted high to bad teams, get put behind bad quarterbacks, and get pancaked for their entire career. And by the time they can get behind a line, they're so gun-shy or beat up that, their career has been flushed. All right? We've also seen what happens to a great player when he's put behind a good offensive line, a.k.a. Saquon Barkley, who rushed for over 2,000 yards and was a first-team All-Pro. I mean, it matters, guys. The surrounding cast matters. The second biggest thing is defense. If you have an abysmal defense, it's going to make your day harder. Everybody understands the concept of this. According to Pro Football Reference, 2022, Jalen Hurts, on the opposite side, on defense, he had the number 8 Eagles defense. 2023, when the team struggled, and he struggled, they had a 30th-ranked defense. 2024, the second-ranked defense. So anybody with a lick of intelligence knows the supporting cast members matters, and whomever would disagree with that needs to go see the wizard and get a brain. And he is a top 5 quarterback. He is a top 5 quarterback. But for those of you that want to blow your whistles because he's not number one, you could stick that whistle and blow it from another end because it's nonsense. All right? The guy we're complaining because we're saying we got a top 5 quarterback. It's the most absurd thing.
And it's why, Chris, I never thought we'd get here. Like, when this kid was drafted in the second round, if you told me one day we'd be having a debate, or all summer having a debate, that 5 isn't high enough for him, I'd say we should all be doing jumping jacks at how we found a top 5, even if he's 6 or 7, like a top 5-ish quarterback in the second round of the draft. It's a home run.
And listen, guys, if you want to kill him, or you want to kill Chris Sims because he said 10, I could kind of buy into that. At this point, for you to put him at 10 is a little bit ludicrous. But we're arguing about top 5. Now, guys, I real quick, I have to pivot to something. Mm-hmm. And I typically don't do this other than with one other caller. I got to have some caller-on-caller crime.
Uh-oh.
While we're on the subject of stupidity, Aaron from California, can you lock the hell in? The abysmal entry sucks. Not talking about the actual topic and going on about some other nonsense that you want to talk about and your great ideas. Guess what? It's not your show. I don't care. I want to hear what Joe, Hugh, and Kyle have to talk about. And you know what? Stop stealing the bits from other callers. You dope. All right? Let's get into it. Let's get things right. Aaron, will you please get O-R-I-G-I-N-A! Original.
Oh yeah, it's original. Chris, we appreciate the phone call too. Those longer words, I gotta like picture it. I gotta start writing it down to see what he's spelling there. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in here on the Midday Show. All right, let's have it out. Is it fair to bring up Jalen Hurts' supporting cast when we talk about his ranking? I think it is absolutely fair. Hugh doesn't think so and thinks it's actually kind of become a crutch to knock him down a little bit. Where do you come down on Hurts? How we talk about him, his ranking? Is it fair to bring up the supporting cast? All right. We'll talk about it all next. Your phone calls. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.